Central. Morehead Redhawks baseball is on the air from a sunny Newman Outdoor Field as the Redhawks and the Chicago Dogs match up for a doubleheader. Hi and a pleasant good Sunday afternoon from the Scott Miller Press Box. I'm Chase Miller filling in for Jack Michaels this weekend, and BD is our executive producer. Due to the rain from the past couple of days, last night's contest was postponed with the rain and the field conditions. So on tap this afternoon, a seven-inning doubleheader from the ballpark. The Redhawks won the series opener back on Friday night playing through the rain, and they won by a final of 8-6 against the Dogs. Correll Prime did a little bit of everything for Fargo Moorhead, a two-run blast in the fourth, and he lashed a two RBI double to right in the sixth in the Redhawks 8-6 series opening, a victory over the Chicago Dogs on Friday. Prime finished 2-for-4 from the plate with two runs scored and five runs driven in. Joe Filomeno picked up the win, and Jeff Broussard earned his eighth save. This is the Redhawks' third doubleheader of the season. The Hawks played a twin bill with Kansas City in their very first series on Sunday, May the 19th from Community America Ballpark, and split with Kansas City. Then on May the 23rd, swept the Milwaukee Milkmen in a doubleheader from Newman Outdoor Field. For Chicago, it's also their third doubleheader on the year. The Dogs lost two at CHS Field against the St. Paul Saints on May the 22nd. Then a week later swept Sioux Falls from Impact Field in Chicago. The Dogs are scheduled for another twin bill on July the 5th against the Texas Airhogs. Game one for Fargo Moorhead. Ryan Williams will make his Redhawks pitching debut against Trevor Sims for Chicago. Then in game two, Brett Helton matches up with Jake Dahlberg. Coming up when we come back on our pregame show, we'll take a look around the American Association and sit down with Redhawks manager Jim Bennett. That's coming up next. You're listening to FM Redhawks Baseball. As we continue here on the pregame show from, well, for the first time this weekend, a sunny Newman Outdoor Field as Fargo Moorhead Redhawks and the Chicago Dogs will play a twin bill here this afternoon, two seven-inning games, as yesterday's game with Chicago has rained out due to Mother Nature and the field getting a lot of saturation over the past 48 hours. With us here is Fargo Moorhead Redhawks manager, that's Jim Bennett. And Jim, let's just talk about yesterday, Pediatric Cancer Awareness Night presented by Gold Glove Charities. I know that was going to be a nice night for you guys to kind of get back to the community. The cool thing is, those who did make it down here, able to play a little catch with the players, get a handshake or a photo or two. So maybe it wasn't the best way for them to come down and enjoy it, but you still made the most out of it with what Mother Nature allowed you to, Jim.
Yeah, it was great to get it, go out on the field and be with them. Mike Martin with Gold Glove Charities does an amazing job. And just to be out there with the kids, I got to be out there with Callie's family. Callie had passed away last year, and it's so hard because we get to come out here on a baseball field and just play a game, and then reality hits and it's like, wow. And it makes you think, you know, my dad had cancer. It makes you think of everybody who has cancer and go, wow, the reality of all this and the amazing things that Gold Glove Charities is doing for the kids with cancer. We were blessed to be able to be out there with the kids yesterday.
Now you're going into this game. How does it impact you as a manager, Jim, you know, going into a seven-inning doubleheader, knowing that you have two games on tap here? So what's the importance of trying to get ahead in a seven-inning game, you know, obviously compared to a nine-inning game where you just don't have as many, you know, opportunities, so to speak, in a smaller situation?
Well, it just changes the middle of the game. The middle of the game is now the end of the game. So, you know, when you're in the fifth inning, you're actually in the seventh inning. So as far as that, that's really how it changes. But besides that, yeah, just like you brought up, you want to score early because you don't have those last two innings of the game. But besides that, we're just playing baseball, and you know the decisions with the pitching might change a little bit, but outside of that, they're just other games.
I know you still came to the ballpark and did all your kind of warm-up routines, but your next scheduled off day is July 8th, so was it kind of maybe a godsend, so to speak, to kind of have an off day and keep the guys off their feet and not have, you know, the pitchers go up in the bullpen to kind of get an off day before July 8th again, Jim?
Yeah, with the grind of baseball, and right now without the off days, you're going to take advantage of everything that you get. So we take that as a positive, a day to get off their feet, like you said, and go at it today. So I try to spin everything into a positive. So for me, there's a positive that we didn't play baseball yesterday.
Let's talk a little bit about the pitchers going for you guys today. Again, this is the first time that we're going to see a new pitcher. He was scheduled to go yesterday. We'll go today here for Fargo Moorhead and Ryan Williams, and you got Helton later tonight. What do you expect from Williams first, Benny, and then from Helton for game number two?
Well, I know that Williams, his last start about, I think it was a week ago now, so he's pretty much on schedule. I think he threw 5 1/3 or 5 2/3 in his last outing, so I know that he's got the ability as far as his arm to give us some innings, even though we haven't really seen him. I'm excited to watch him out there, and Brett Helton, every time he's gone out there, he's given us a little bit longer outings every time, so he's right in the middle of it now.
You go. This is your third doubleheader already, and I know we were talking about this a little bit earlier in the day, just talking about how teams have lost games, or you got Chicago who lost a home game and has to play a doubleheader down in Texas. Fortunately for your club, Benny, you've been able to get through the games and yes, play your third doubleheader so far. As much as you're battling the other team on the field, how much have you felt like you've battled Mother Nature maybe a little bit coming to the ballpark this season?
That's part of the gig. I mean, you're gonna deal with that throughout the season. I'm sure this isn't going to be the last time that we deal with this, so it's really, we don't look at it any differently than any other day.
Hey, Benny, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck in the doubleheader this afternoon against Chicago.
All right, thanks, Chase.
That, again, is Jim Bennett with us here, the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks manager, on our pregame show. Jim Bennett in his first year at the helm for the Fargo Moorhead Redhawks, and so far has the Hawks with a +5 in that overall win-loss column. Fargo Moorhead 19-14 on the season. They played very well here at Newman Outdoor Field this year, 10-4, and they have a chance to add on to it with two games on tap later this afternoon. For the Chicago Dogs, this will be game number 31 on their schedule, 17-13 on the season, away from Impact Field. Chicago 9-7 on the year. We continue here on our FM Redhawks pregame report. Coming up, we'll get to our starting lineups in the opening pitch and the Star-Spangled Banner as well. But before then, let's take a look across the American Association for games coming up on tap later today. Milwaukee will square off with the Winnipeg Gold Eyes in a series finale from Shaw Park this afternoon at 1 p.m. at 4 o'clock from Lewis and Clark Park, Sioux Falls at Sioux City. Gary Southshore looks to avoid a three-game series sweep by the hands of the St. Paul Saints at 5 o'clock tonight from CHS Field, and then a nightcap from Haymarket Park as well at 5:05. Lincoln against the Texas Airhawks. And the Redhawks, not the only doubleheader on tap. Kansas City and Cleburne will play too. The T-Bones and the Railroaders were rained out in the middle of the third inning due to unplayable field conditions last night down in Kansas City at T-Bone Stadium. A lot of rain kept through the team. The grounds crew try to do everything just like they always do, but unable to continue. So the two teams will pick up the remainder of game number one, and then later we'll play a seven-inning doubleheader following the remainder of game number one. So we'll continue to keep you apprised of the Cleburne Railroaders and the Kansas City T-Bones game, where last night before Mother Nature came down in Kansas City, it was Cleburne with a 2-0 lead after that game got suspended again in the third inning. Later today, the Minnesota Twins will look for a series win or a split, barring what happens in Kansas City against the Royals. The Twins were able to win game two and game three of that series, and game four coming up later this afternoon for the Minnesota Twins. That's going to be Michael Pineda against Homer Bailey, first pitch scheduled for a 1:15 first pitch down in Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. The Minnesota Twins right now able to bounce back a little bit. They still have yet to lose three games in the season. They hold a 9-game lead over the Cleveland Indians in the AL Central, the first team in the American League to reach the 50-win plateau. The Twins 50-26 on the year. Take a look at your updated standings across the American Association. The St. Paul Saints lead the North Division right now with a 24-10 overall mark. The Saints with the best record in the American Association. The Winnipeg Gold Eyes 20-13. They have a 3.5 game deficit on St. Paul. They lead the Redhawks by one game for that all-important second position in the North Division. Again, the top two teams in the association, North and South Divisions, make the playoffs. Winnipeg at 20-13, 3.5 behind St. Paul. The Redhawks 4.5 back of St. Paul, just one behind Winnipeg. Chicago 5 back behind St. Paul. Then Milwaukee is 9 games behind, and Gary with a 12-20 record. The tail end of the Division 11 games back. For the South, 18-16 Sioux Falls. They are tied with Sioux City at number one. Lincoln a half game back. Kansas City a game back. Cleburne three back. And then you have Texas 10.5 back in the South Division. That's a look across your American Association. When we come back, we'll get to the Star Spangled Banner, the opening lineups, and the first pitch. It's the Chicago Dogs and the FM Redhawks for a twin bill today. Game number one coming up next. This is FM Redhawks Baseball. Oh, nice rendition of the Star Spangled Banner by the New York Mills Marching Band here at Newman Outdoor Field. The Newman Outdoor Field always hosts some great renditions of the national anthem. And for New York Mills, a team that finished second in the Minnesota Class A State Baseball Tournament at Target Field earlier this week on Thursday down at Target Field. They lost to Bold in the Class A Championship game. So not only can they swing it on the field, nice looking marching band here as well at Newman Outdoor Field. Fargo Moorhead and the Chicago Dogs. Game one of two coming up here from Newman Outdoor Field on tap for game number one. Ryan Williams will make his Fargo Moorhead Redhawks debut against Trevor Sims. Sims 1-3 on the season with a 5.55 earned run average in 22 and two-thirds innings worked. Opponents are batting 287 off of Sims this year. He's got 16 strikeouts and 11 walks so far on the season for the Chicago Dogs. We'll learn a little bit more about Ryan Williams as the game moves along here for game number one. Then in game number two, you're going to have Brett Hilton pitch for Fargo Moorhead against Jake Dahlberg for the Chicago Dogs. It's a seven-inning doubleheader here on our flagship. Get ready for two today from Newman Outdoor Field. After today's game, the Redhawks will hop on a bus and head south on I-29 and play against the Canaries Monday through Thursday, while Chicago, they will head back to the Windy City and host a four-game set with Kansas City starting tomorrow. We'll take a quick timeout. We're back after this with the opening pitch from Newman Outdoor Field. This is FM Redhawks Baseball. Let's get ready to play two on this Sunday gorgeous afternoon from Newman Outdoor Field. Been a couple of rainy and overcast days, but today clear skies from Newman as the first pitch in there for a strike, a fastball middle in to Jordan Dean, the leadoff hitter. First pitch at 101 here on this Sunday. Here comes the 0-1 offering from Ryan Williams. And that's in there for a strike, now 0-2. You have Jordan Dean, the leadoff hitter for Chicago. Edwin Arroyo coming in next. Then David Omadeo Barrera as the 0-2 offering misses down and away. Now one ball and two strikes. Victor Roach batting fourth for Chicago. The designated hitter, Kelly Dugan, batting fifth in left field. Comes 1-2 pitch from Ryan Williams. This one is laced, and it's a one-hopper past the third baseman, Pena, into left field, and leadoff batter for the Chicago Dogs, and Jordan Dean is on with a leadoff single. Following Dugan batting fifth, Keenan Barnum, the first baseman, batting sixth for Chicago. Tony Roselli, the right fielder, batting seventh. Ray Gonzalez with a two-run blast back on Friday night. He's batting eighth, and Harrison Smith ninth here for Chicago. So Dean, Arroyo, Amadeo Barrea, Roach, Dugan, Barnum, Roselli, Gonzalez, and Smith here for Chicago. And here's a first pitch bunt hit up the first baseline, but Prime comes in and grabs it as it's foul. And 0-1 now to Edwin Arroyo, the starting second baseman here for the Chicago Dogs. The Dogs in their light blue tops with white numerals and lettering outlined in red with their gray pants for Fargo Moorhead in their black tops here for game number one with cherry red numerals and lettering outlined in white and white pants. No balls, one strike, nobody out here in the top of the first inning. Jordan Dean, the team leader in stolen bases at first for Chicago. As he takes a nice, healthy lead, Prime holds him on. Arroyo comes to bunt, this time does. Brings it to Prime, who fields it, flips over to first base where Bennett is covering to retire Edwin Arroyo. 3-4 on the putout and brings up the number three batter here for the Chicago Dogs. That's the center fielder here in David Omadeo Barrera. A 294 average on the season, two homers and eight runs driven in, and again in a modified game, two seven-inning games. You heard it from Jim Bennett on the pregame show just talking about how important it is to get a run early and play with the lead as you're given two less innings to work with. So, leadoff runner at second, one out, top of the first. And this is a first pitch swinging into right center field, and the Redhawks will have a chance to double him up. Colwell comes in, and Medina will just have to step on second base as Jordan Dean thought it was going to be in the gap. Instead, it hung up. Colwell retires it, and that is a double play to finish the top of the first. 9-6 for the double play. So the Redhawks quickly in the first inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. The Redhawks coming to bat next here in the bottom of the first in a scoreless ball game. This is FM Redhawks Baseball. Well, the Redhawks will take that quickly in the top of the first inning after a Jordan Dean leadoff single. Edwin Arroyo just sacrificed himself with the sack bunt, and then just with two batters in, the Dogs had a runner in scoring position, but Omadeo Barrera hit one into right center field, and Jordan Dean thought it was going to be a gapper. Instead, it hung up, and not too much wind here at Newman on this Sunday afternoon. And Colwell says thank you very much, and he had all day to throw back to Medina covering second base as Dean was well rounding third on his way to home. So the Redhawks 9-6 on the double play will get out of the inning, and now they'll have an opportunity here in the bottom of the first. Brennan Metzger due up for Fargo Moorhead, the leadoff batter, and batting first in left field. Tim Colwell will bat number two in right. Leobaldo Pena playing third in the third spot in the lineup. Devin Ahart, the cleanup hitter, the center fielder. Correll Prime batting fifth. TJ Bennett batting sixth, the second baseman for Fargo Moorhead. Brian Olson behind the plate, the catcher, batting seventh. Daniel Comstock, the designated hitter, batting from the right-hand side, batting eighth, and Yosha Medina, the starting shortstop, batting ninth. Metzger, Colwell, Pena, Ahart, Prime, Bennett, Olson, Comstock, and Medina. Trevor Sims will be on for his first inning of work here for the Chicago Dogs. Sims at 6'4", 235 pounds, born on March the 15th of 1992. Last year played part of a season in Chicago, split time between there and Normal. First pitch by Sims, a fastball missing at the knee. Now 1-0 to Metzger. Metzger, a 292 hitter on the season, three homers and 12 runs driven in, bats from the right-hand side. And Sims looks in, likes what he sees, and fires. This one is fouled straight back to the net. I'll make it 1-1. Dugan in left, Omadeo Barrera in center, Roselli in right for Chicago, going left to right in the outfield. Dean at third, Smith at short, Arroyo at second, Barnum at first, and Gonzalez behind the plate. One ball, one strike to the Redhawks leadoff hitter here in the first. Metzger has to take a two-step inside as a running fastball misses at the belt. Now 2-1. Roach, Victor Roach, designated hitter, Butch Hobson, the manager for the Chicago Dogs. Two balls, one strike here to Metzger as Sims fires and throws. This one is hit in the air to left field. The left fielder comes in a couple of steps in towards the left field line, and Dugan, that's going to be a line out by Metzger. He barreled it just right to Dugan playing in left. Brings up Tim Colwell to the plate. This would be Colwell's 34th game he's played in and his 33rd he started in for Fargo Moorhead. Colwell, a 294 average on the season, three homers and 15 RBIs with five stolen bases. The Redhawks enter today's game on a, well, twin bill on a four-game winning streak. Already a successful homestand, and the first pitch to Colwell at the knee, breaking ball missing inside, 1-0. The Redhawks, at minimum, will have a 4-2 homestand. Might have a chance to try to take game one here and potentially try to have a perfect Newman Outdoor Field week. Second pitch by Sims in the dirt, now 2-0. Mark Erickson at third base, Jacob Kiefauver at first, and Heath Jones behind the plate calling balls and strikes for game number one. Two balls, no strikes, one out, top of one. Pitch to Colwell, bouncing in, now 3-0 to the Redhawks' number two batter. Dean playing even with the bag at third. Outfield playing straight away in the infield of Smith, Arroyo, Barnum from short to first. Playing almost right where the grass meets the dirt. 3-0 pitch by Sims in there for a strike on Cowell, and that makes it 3-1. The squirt gun has already made an appearance here in the first inning. Feels pretty good after the rain we've seen. Here's a 3-1 pitch by Cowell inside. Cowell draws a 5-pitch walk, and the Redhawks have their first batter on the base pass. And Cowell, with his speed, he can be a pest for anyone. Leobaldo Pena, or Leo Pena, the starting third baseman, due up for the Redhawks. And Chicago will play Pena to pull on the infield as the second baseman Arroyo is almost right behind the bag at second base. Smith playing about a good 10 feet over to the third baseline, and the third baseman Dean playing no doubles. Cowell goes on the first pitch. Here comes the throw. Cowell slides in, and it's a stolen base. Cowell takes 90 feet, and that's a Jimmy John's freaky fast stolen base. Courtesy of Tim Cowell for the Redhawks. Speaking of freaky fast, Jimmy John's delivers 7 days a week. If you need some food fast, call any of the Jimmy John's convenient Fargo Moorhead locations. That's a Jimmy John's stolen base. And Pena now with the batter and scoring runner in scoring position as Sims had a 1-0 count, now 2-0. That fastball, unable to locate it here on this Sunday afternoon as that runs into Pena. So two balls, no strikes. Cowell at second with one out here in the bottom of the first. Devin Ahart due up next for the Redhawks. Sims so far has thrown 11 pitches. Eight of them have been outside the zone for balls. Game number two will conclude. Game number two will happen after game one wraps up, about a half hour, 45 minutes or so. So if you come out to the ballpark today, you can see two games for the price of one. Always a good time, especially on a nice summer's day. Baseball cap giveaway. A lot of fans wearing that Redhawks cap. 2-0 pitch splits the plate. Now 2-1 to Pena. Pena batting .297 on the year. 5 homers, 21 runs driven in, and he has potential at number 22 in Cowell at second base. Outfield playing straight away. Infield again playing Pena to pull. Here's a 2-1 pitch by Sims. This one is hit in the air to right field as the right fielder has to sprint in Roselli. And Roselli slides and makes the catch for a web gem play in short right field. Roselli was playing a deep right, had to come in, slid, and then just came to a knee and spun. And Cowell was playing in between second and third. He gets back with no throw, but Roselli takes a base knock away from Pena. Now up to Devin Ahart, the Redhawks cleanup batter, here in the bottom of the first to try to bring Cowell in from second. Ahart, a .289 average on the season, one homer with 24 runs driven in. Third baseman Dean playing a couple steps behind third base. A nice gap in left center if Ahart can hit one there or down the left field line. Here's a pitch. Ahart, first pitch, swing and turns the wind around to right field, but Roselli goes to warning track, pops up and makes the catch. One pitch, one out, so a couple of flyouts to Roselli to end the inning, and the Redhawks are done here in the bottom of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. One complete from Newman Outdoor Field. Scoreless between the Redhawks and the Dogs. This is FM Redhawks Baseball.